Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm wrapping up a four-part series on the pool business with Michael Settington. He has a pool route in Temecula, California. And I'm just going to tie up some loose ends about some of the chemical charges that we should pass on to the customers, as well as vacation time and days off. This podcast is brought to you by InioPools.com. InioPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. Anything I'm missing on the questions?
No. That's everything's been good. The charging of the chemicals in the tabs, my mind's running right now, and I'm like, so sometimes throughout a year, you may buy 10 or 12 buckets of tabs and bill out all these customers for it.
Yeah, so the best thing to do is at the beginning of the season, try to find a deal. So if they're having a deal at the supplier for 20 buckets or a pallet, even a pallet, some guys buy a pallet of them and use them over the course of a couple of years. You can save a lot of money. If you buy in bulk, if you buy a pallet, I think it's like 35. I can't remember exactly now. You can get a good deal on them because they want to get, you know, the whole thing goes on the back of the truck and boom, it's unloaded, you know?
Yeah.
The problem is my gate's not big enough to put it in the back, so the guy's got to unload 35 tablets, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep. 95 degrees out, yep.
Yeah, so you can do that too, get bargains on that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And then as far as like phosphate and enzymes, just buy the smaller bottles and leave it at the stop. I don't buy the bulk stuff. I just buy the small containers and I leave them there for the customer.
So let's just say on that like the phosphate, you charge, you know, you've got it for one customer. I forgot how much the bottle is.
I think it's like 22 wholesale, something like that. 21, 22.
So like you obviously mark that up.
Amazon's 28. So
okay.
I just charge like, I think 33 for it. I give it a little bit of a markup for delivery charge, you know.
Yeah.
Customers don't really say anything. $33, you leave it there, you do the treatment. You don't charge them for the treatment. It's pretty easy to just add it to the pool.
Right, exactly.
And if you need to carry some for yourself, definitely have some on hand. And that's where the algicide charge comes into play, too. So if someone just needs a little bit in their pool because they have a little bit of algae forming, throw in something. I find that with the Pool RX, with the phosphate remover, it really is a good combination. You know, sometimes you get still get some algae with the Pool RX in there, certain pools. I don't know, I don't know if you have that in your area, but I've noticed in my area, there's like 3 or 4 pools with a Pool RX in there. They still get a little bit of algae in the step area or something.
Right. Yep. I've definitely noticed that.
Phosphate remover takes care of that right away. So it's a good 1-2 combo, you know, for sure.
Okay.
I've been using the phosphate straight up too. The treat algae works pretty good too, you know, but you know, with the Pool RX in there and then you add a little bit of phosphate, you're fine, you know.
Right.
And if you do notice a big problem, then you would do a full phosphate treatment, you know. And I know a lot of guys buy that bulk enzymes, but I just buy the bottle and leave it at the customer's house for their pool.
Okay.
That way you're not losing any money, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, that's just a huge eye-opener right there because I was actually generous last year or this year and didn't charge them for the phosphates, didn't charge them for the tabs. So it's definitely, you know, something that I'll implement next year.
Yeah, definitely, because that's your bottom line is your cost. You know, if your costs are that high, eating all the tablet costs and the enzymes and the phosphate, you lose a little bit of money there off the top. Because, you know, typically it's just chlorine and acid that you throw in. It's always been that way for years.
Right.
Industry standard, basically. And then everything else is extra now because you're adding a lot of different things to people's pools. So
you
definitely want to charge them for that.
Now, I'm assuming that they were used to that from the previous owner. Now that I tapered off just a little bit this year, but I start next year, do you think that's going to be like a huge eye opener? Or do you think it's from the customer standpoint that, okay, yeah, I saw this charge before?
Yeah, so implementing it the first time, if they're getting it for free now, is a hard thing to do. So you're gonna have to kind of read your customer and see how they can take it. So the ones that you know for sure and I can have a problem with it, implement it right away. The other ones you can kind of prep them for and say, I changed how I bill for the tablets and I have to charge now. I know that it may be it's so since it's so new, what I'll do is I'll just give you the tablet that cost. And so I get them for $85 a bucket. I'm going to sell it to you right at my cost for the first year. But the following years, there is going to be a markup because there is a delivery charge for me. And you can just basically sell it to my cost if you need to for those customers. And that's how you kind of get away with it. It's not good business practice to sell things at cost. But if you have to make the customer happy and keep them, instead of losing a $120 a month account because you're making $20, $40, and $30 in profit, over 1 year, you just lost $1,200, or 1,400, I don't know, 120 times 12. You just lost all that money because you were trying to get 30, $30. But the ones
Yeah, that's
that
how.
will pay, just charge them.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no,
Yeah,
that's
so
great
kind of
information.
implement it kind of logically, And if you get a lot of pushback by a customer and you feel like they're going to cancel because of it, just tell them, I'll go ahead and continue with the tablets this year. But the following season, I'm gonna have to do it because you don't want to lose a customer over it. It's not worth losing a customer over including that. I mean, not including the charge. So kind of play it by ear in that case. You kind of know your customers by now after servicing for what, a year and a half now, 2 years. So you know who is gonna be like, well, yeah, it was included. What is this?
Gas is up,
This highway
so
robbery. The blue pool
no.
is more like the blue crook pools, or
Taking me to the bank. I see how you are. I'm like, I'm just a
Yeah.
pool guy, man. Come on.
Exactly. So you know your customers by now. So you know which ones are gonna be like, no, So, and you can also like say, oh, since I'm raising the price in the tablets, I would, I don't know, you can do something for them. I don't know what you can think. Think of something that you can kind of compensate for,
Definitely.
And then you of course you have your vacation time inside your service too, right? You take how many weeks off do you take a month, a year?
I thought our welcome packet had said Thanksgiving week and Christmas week. So, but I looked at my welcome packet this month, and I'm just off Thanksgiving Day and Friday, the Black Friday, and
Okay.
then I'm off the week of Christmas.
Yeah, so you can fix that, where you're off those 2 weeks. It's becoming more and more typical for the pool guys to take the whole Thanksgiving week off now too. And then you have your 2 weeks during the year, right?
So no, I was just doing the Thanksgiving and the Christmas.
Yeah, so
If
everyone
you could
gets
touch on
about
that, that'd be
everyone
great.
gets I'll probably have to split this up into two, but everyone gets 4 or 5 extra service days a year because there's 5 Fridays or 5 Thursdays. So depending on where they're, so basically they're getting a month of free service. So if you are billing just straight monthly, 120 a month, they're getting that extra service day at free, which means that that's 4 weeks a year basically. So you got Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is 2 weeks there. And then I take one full week off, usually in October. And then I'll take the other day when I need it. Like, so let's say my son has an activity, a field trip or something. I'll take that Monday off or that Tuesday off. And that'll be the fourth service that I miss. So it'll be Thanksgiving, Christmas, 1 week, usually in the off season, and then a day here and there when I need it. So that's 4 weeks basically a year. And explain to the customer that they're getting an extra service day for free, and you're going to take that as your vacation to time. That way they're not getting it for free basically, but technically they are, and you're taking that vacation time to take that day. So you need to maybe redo your agreement also. so that you include that and clarify that for them.
Yeah.
Because you
Okay.
need time off. You can't be working 50 weeks a year.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely revise that. That's good information too.
Yeah, so that way you have that time off and you're not killing yourself out there. Everyone needs a break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like right now, even though it says Thanksgiving Day, I'm off or we're closed, but open 24 hours for emergencies. I'm almost positive that if I took next week off, I don't think I would have one customer say anything.
Yeah, if the weather's applicable, take it off, you know.
Sure.
Or not even focused on it. They're doing their Thanksgiving preparation themselves, or they're traveling. There's like 25 million people traveling, so I mean, half
Yeah.
your customers, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But
So
yeah.
now, if I were to do that, would you just shoot a message? Would you shoot an email out? Would
I
you
would do
just.
January and say that you have a not January. I would do beginning of the season, like March. I would
Okay.
just tell everyone that part of your service agreement, I guess, wasn't, you didn't clarify it in there, but you wanted to clarify it now. Don't
Okay.
mess with it now. I would just do it before the season starts in March. Just
Yeah.
explain that you're going to take a week off. Pick a month, like October is a good month to travel. Not
Yeah.
much, beginning of October, end of September. And then also tell them that you'll take a day, another day somewhere in the year.
Okay.
If needed, that'll be like the if needed one, the one that's like not part of the 1 week,
Right.
and that way they know, because you might get sick or you have something to do, you'll have that extra day available,
Got
you know. So
it.
that's how you want to set it up. Yeah, but it's out of state. They take the whole, they some you know they take the they close the pools off, so they don't have to worry about it, you know.
Right.
So
Yeah, no, everything sounded great. I totally appreciate it.
yeah, so I appreciate your time also to do this and to ask the questions. I think everyone can benefit from the questions and answers here.
Yeah, no, I've definitely have seen some new people into the group ask some of these questions, and
Yeah.
I just wrote some down, and definitely some of these on my own, so it was just definitely beneficial.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll talk to you in the group or when you call me or text me.
It sounds good, David.
And have a good rest of the week, and hopefully, yeah, have a great Thanksgiving also, and hopefully you can take that week off.
Absolutely. You too, David. Thank you
Okay.
again.
All right.
All right, take
Bye.
care.
So I hope you found this series of talks on the pool business helpful for your route, or if you're starting out a business and you're trying to decide what to charge for certain things. Hope you found this helpful, the 4-part series here. And I plan on recording more of this type of podcast with other individuals, where I'll take different aspects of maybe a pool product, as well as maybe more business interviews or just talking to other pool guys like this, and put those up for you as podcast episodes. I'll break them into different parts for you, so they'll be more consistent as you're listening to them. And if you have any feedback, definitely you can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and you can check out the coaching program that Michael is part of, as well as other individuals in the business at and you can learn more about it at poolguycoaching.com. And there's a lot of great benefits there, including being able to call me and text me, and also the group chat, plus discounts on equipment, as well as general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless.
The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah!
Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.